מטופל ומתקן ליל הסדר to drink 4 כוסות של יין. Rashi says in the beginning of our Psochim, why would you drink 4 כוסות של יין? כנגד 4 לשונות של גאולה. ויצאתי ולקחתי ויצלתי וגואלתי. In different Sforim it states that ויבאתי is the fifth lashon, this is כוסות של אליהו. And the Mordechai in the Psochim, Frank the Mordechai, okay, it says Arba Lashoni Shel Geula, so there's a reason to have Arba Kaisis. But why Arba Kaisis Shel Yayin? Eat four breads. Can I get Arba Lashoni Shel Geula? Eat four apples. Klal Yisrael Nimshal Etapuach. Ketapuach Be'atzei Hayar. Arba Egoizim. And then Frank the Mordechai. And the Mordechai brings down different mahalchim. The Ran says that Einach Hanami is Arba Lashoni Shel Geula, but they choose wine because it says four times or three times Kois and the dream of the Sara Mashkim. And this started the Geula of Yosef, so can they get the Geula of Yosef already? So it says, so they decided to take wine. From Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I heard once that everything in the world, chocolate, someone likes chocolate. You could eat one bar, two bars, 10 bars, 20 bars. Nachman, he can't eat it anymore. He likes pizza. 1, 2, 3. There's a limit. Wine is pumfakel. The more you drink, well, I from Purim, the more you drink, the more you want. I say, Gaidos, the more you get into it, then it starts. Then you mamish melatzach meshugah about it. The geula, the kirvas Hashem, goes the zav bezach. Most times you think, forget, a person will have a shtikel kirvas Hashem, he'll be full already, he'll be zav. The one that is the masmid wants to be even more masmid. Moses kli mole marzik, kli reiko meino marzik. Mishomrei biyoshan tishma bechodosh. Mele the geula, the kirvas Hashem. It's not the pshat. When the kirvas Hashem will come, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashanah geula. Now we could relax. The more the geula will come close, we will want to have more close to Hashem and more close to Hashem. This is the reason Chazal mitaken the arba koyshes shel lishoyne shel geula. With arba kaisis shel yayin. So maybe in the end we'll say a different hezbah. So the Rabbi is saying two hezbahim. The arba lashonis is connected to arba lashonis shel geula, the arba kaisis. And why dafka wine? The molchus kasha. So the answer is all the dream of power. That shteit kois, kois, kois. Other, because as evi yayin, the more you have it, the more you want it, the geula is also the zel bezach. Then maybe we'll say a different hezbel, more of a geshmaka hezbel. You can say over, maybe I'll say that. Why dafka we drink arba koisis shel yayin, the mod chas kasha. But mikol mokim, chazal wo metaken to drink arba koisis shel yayin. Zogin Rabbi Seinu, it starts in the mikro kodesh, the buskerov, that in the din of arba koisis, is two aloches, and the aloche of arba koisis. One aloche, we have to drink four cups tonight. Derech Eirus. This is the reason, another answer why we have to have wine. It's Derech Eirus. A king drinks wine. Achashverosh. Mishta Ayayin. This is the way the Megillah describes the king Achashverosh. Wine. Mishta Ayayin. Lasis Kutsoin Ishkel Ish Vashtir Kados Ein Oines. Kichain Yisad HaMelech. This is the Shtir. Derech Eirus. Four cups of wine. When out of Mitzrayim, we feel like kings. This is one reason we drink arba koisis. Another reason, because it's kois shel bracha. As even we know, when we do kiddush every on Shabbos, we hold a cup. When you have a bris milah, you hold a cup. Birkas hamazon, you have a kois. A lot of Yiddish halachas follow with a kois shel yayin. It's called kois shel bracha. Birkas hamazon, azdole, make a kois. Milah, we have a kois. This is called Koish Sheva Brochas Nesuim, a Koish. I think it is in Yiddishkeit. Every mitzvah we do ala Koish. And this night, Chazal will attacken the four mitzvahs of saying Kiddush, Hagode, Birkas Hamazon, and Halel. There's four kinds of mitzvahs that are done by Amire. All of these four mitzvahs, Chazal will attacken them ala Koish. So we call it as two dinim and the din of Arba Koishes. One din, it's a din of Derech Eirus, You have to have, like a king, drink wine b'shefa, k'chein yisad ha-melech. And there's another halacha that we're metaken k'ishel broche, that the four amiras, the four mitzvahs that we have tonight, the mitzvahs amiras, kiddush, agode, berkes ha-mozen, ve-halel, is ha-lakoyitz. And k'vilef k'minas. That the first din, that derech chayrus, you have to drink four cups. If a person drinks two cups, nishkan derech chayrus. As koishel bracha, he has four separate mitzvahs. And this is the reason we do four different brachas. Even the lemaise, it's one, we don't make a lagefen after the first one, the second one. It's one hemshech. So why we make a lagefen? Why we make bayir pri agefen? It's the first koishel bracha is ein mitzvah. Second koishel bracha, agode, second mitzvah, because a Muslim is the third mitzvah. Kois revi is the fourth mitzvah. These are the tzei halachas. One derecheirus, and one as koishel brocha as evi birkas hamozen and kiddush. Zogt briskirov. Zogt briskirov as evi. As a Rambam in Perek Zayin halocha tes Michom et Sumatze, the Rambam says like this. Shoso arba koises eilu. He drank these arba koises miyayin she'eino mozuk. In the old days the wine was very strong and he had to add water to make him a ziggah. Shoso arba koises eilu miyayin she'eino mozuk. Loshon Rambam, yedei arba koises yotso, yedei cheirus lo yotso. The wine is very strong, he didn't soft the wine. Shoso arba koises eilu miyayin she'eino mozuk, yedei arba koises yotso, yedei cheirus lo yotso. The Rambam is mamshich. Shtom bebas achas. He drank all the four together, one after each other. Yedei cheirus yotso, yedei arba koises lo yotso. So the makor from the Rambam is Gemoras. I don't want to go into the sugya, but Rashi has a different mahalach in the sugya there. But the Gil says the Rambam in the Rif, you can't say Rashi's mahalach. So the shaila is, what is the Havana in Divrei Rambam? What is the Havana in Divrei Rambam? So the Rambam says, shoso arba koises eilu miyayin she'eino mozuk. The wine is not fixed up. Yedei arba koises yotso, yedei cheirus lo yotso. Shtom bevasachas, yedei cheirus yotso, yedei arba koises lo yotso. Zog de briskerov, this yisoy that we're saying now. The Rambam learned it's two aloches and arba koises. It's one aloche derech cheirus, to drink tonight four cups. Chayim yisar ha-melech, four cups of wine. And there's another aloha as koishel broche. Kiddush needs kois, agoda needs kois, birkas hamozen needs kois, and halal needs kois. Zog the Rambam like this. The cheirus is only if the wine is tasty. The Rambam says, mozbe lefi toamoy. So later, maybe big chidushim, aloha lemaisa, but look at that. Cheirus has to be that the wine is tasty, the wine is gishmak. If the wine is not gishmak, you're not yoytzei the cheirus. But koishel brocha, the wine doesn't have to be soft and tasty. You have a koishel brocha. Zog the Rambam, the first halacha. Shtom miyayin she'eino mozug. Yede arba koises yotzo. He has four mitzvahs. Yede cheirus lo yotzo. Shtom bevasachas. After kiddush, he did one after each other. The biggest king in the world, he drinks it right away. Yede cheirus yotzo. Yede arba koises lo yotzo. But shteido in Rambam, I give out the kediyuk that you could split it. I would say maybe Chazal were attacking tonight two aloches, cheirus and koishel brocha, but you can't divide it. If you didn't do the cheirus with the koishel brocha in the order of four, with gishmak and wine, you missed the ball. Nay, you could do cheirus without dalit koises. You could do dalit koises without cheirus. Nafkimina, you could be mashmi. You drink four cups. Yain mazuk, cheirus, and then on the order you drink four cups shayne mazuk. So that's what he said in the Biskarov with the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that it's two aloches. It's an aloche koishel broche, and it's an aloche from derech cheirus. And you can divide it. If it's yain shayne mazuk, you're not yoytze the cheirus, but you're yoytze arba koises. If it's the vasachas, you're yoytze cheirus, you're not yoytze dalet koises. Zog the Biskarov. Tesis is choylek and the Rambam. The first taste is the first at the beginning of Arvei Psochim. The Mishnah state in Arvei Psochim אפילו עוני שבישראל לא יפחסו לו עם ארבע קויסס. לגבו יצדוק, דקים חדפיסרה, they have to give him, לא יפחסו לו עם ארבע קויסס. Taisus has a דיוק. What is, אפילו עוני שבישראל לא יפחסו לו, to him. When לא, לא יפחסו מארבע קויסס. לא, like Taisus, what is the לא? To him. He has to give him arba koises. But if he has a wife and kids, you don't have to give them. One bottle of family. It's like, this is why. I say, if you kiddush by night, everyone in your house gets a cup of kiddush. The father makes kiddush and his mates in oil. Then I say that also. I say, if you kiddush. I say, like, this is. As long as it's kerov, I don't understand. Maybe the father will eat matzah, mates in oil. The father will eat the mor, the mitzvah oil. The Torah says, if there's a mitzvah tonight to eat kizayis matzah, the father can't eat matzah and mitzvah oil. If there's a mitzvah tonight to drink wine, the father cannot drink wine and mitzvah oil. Zog the Bris Kerov. Tesis learned the din of arba koisis is koishel brocha. So the man is still tzutze kiddush. I say the kiddush, the father makes kiddush in his mitzvah oil. In Arba Kaisers, the father makes Kiddush and is Moitzi Da'ilam. In Rambam is Mefurish, V'chayov Kolechot V'echot Lishtois Arba Kaisers Balayla Azeh. Everyone has to drink. Because if you know Rambam, it's a Derech Eilus. So let me get to the second Shlap. So Kumta is a Nafkimina. We know there's two Halochas. There's a Din Derech Eilus and a Din Kaisel Broche. Where is the Nafkimina? The Nafkimina is as Kaisel Broche want to be Moitzi everyone. As derech eilus, everyone has to drink. So not enough kumina, Zaka Biskirov. Taisa says, in every kosher brocha, we know you don't have to finish the whole kois. You have to have other roiv kois, oi meloi lugmov. Zaka Taisa is also an alba el elaseida. It's enough to drink, meloi lugmov. In Rambam state name, chayev lishtis roiv hakois. And the Mishtabura says, like a tchilat to finish the whole kois. Why? And kiddush, the answer you have to taste. The answer you don't have to drink the wine. I mean, you make kosher brocha. It's not nice. Emotional. And the chasm of the bichlal don't drink the wine. You have to taste. Roif kois, malay lugmov. Masha'egin here, lel ha-seder, lefit ha-rambam, is a din to drink. Like it's a din to eat a kezayis matzah, you have to drink the kois. So the mishnabu, like it's chile kuloi. Mi'ikar adin, you can drink ruboi, or the ruboi shel ha-kois. It's not enough that you have malay lugmov. So this is the second afkamina. So kum daisa say. So the vow we're learning that is one halacha that as derech eilus you have to drink arba koises shel yain mozuk, the hainu good wine, and everyone has to drink it. And as koish shel brocha, it's einech enami enough that the father will be mighty. So shita sa teisa staki that arba koises only have the halacha of koish shel brocha. And shita sa Rambam that is also halacha shel derech eilus. This is Pachas Yosef the Yosef. Aber Hazei will start one more step. The Ramot Paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Pei Gimel. What would be if a person doesn't have wine? Doesn't have wine. So the Halacha is normally in the Kiddush. If someone doesn't have wine, he could drink Chamal Medina. So normally beer is Chamal Medina. In Pesach it's not so much. You have to drink beer. Other milk will be chamal medina. Some people say apple juice or orange juice could be chamal medina. Zog de Ramon, Mishe ein lo yain, yochoy lasis kiddush al chamal medina. Das da loch in ichus kiddush. Mishe ein lo yain la arba koises, tof pe gimel, zog de Ramon, yochoy lasis arba koises al chamal medina. It's the famous maise that someone came to ask Reb Chaim. If milk is chamal medina, so he asked him why. He said, "No, we want to use milk for lel ha-seder." So he told his relatives if we could send him chicken for Pesach. So if someone wants to do arba koises with milk, it means that they can't afford to buy chicken for the suda, because it's not as no tzad that they're going to do arba koises with milk. Chaim said, "Rachov has to answer a shaila, has to hear what mensach of the shaila. Someone is asking you if you could make arba koises on milk. You have to tell tachzu that the person doesn't have chicken." אז זה פסק ברמו. פרק דבריסקרוב. as koy shel brocha you could be yoitzer with milk. Aber as derech eirus, as we said, mishte hayayin. Ki chen yisrael ha-melech, it's no shaykhus to drink milk. You can't be yoitzer derech eirus. So how the Ramah says that if you don't have wine, you could make arba koyses and chamar medina, how you could make arba koyses and chamar medina? How you can make other cases in Chamar Medina? You could be Yoitza Kreshel Broche, but you can't Yoitza Derech Eirus. Zog the Briskerov, for sure. A person that makes in Chamar Medina is not Yoitza Derech Eirus. But the Ramah is talking Misha Eng Lo Yain. He doesn't have wine. So this person cannot be Yoitza Derech Eirus. It's Mechadish the Ramah, even if you can't Yoitza one Aloche, but you could Yoitza the second Aloche, like Mumadayik and the Ramah. As they learned the Biskirov Pshat in the Ramah. So Nachman, we say that it's two halachas, it's one halacha to drink four koises as derech eirus, has to be gishmake wine that you like. And the second halacha is as koishel brocha you need four. And when we dig in the Ramah, you can make a split. You can have arba koises. Yishoso miyayin she'enu mozuk, yoyitze arba koises, you're not yoyitze decheirus. Shtom bevasachas, yoyitze cheirus, but you're not yoyitze Kosher Broche. So we could divide them. So the Biskerov, the Ramah here took one more step. Misha ein lo yayin. Misha ein lo yayin. Yochi laso is arma koises al chamar medine. Ah, he's not yoitze yidei cheirus. The Torah says, who needs to be yoitze yidei cheirus? You right that we need. Aber ein loy. Choshe be yoitze, the second cheir. Aber azeh, I want to ask you a starke shayla. The shayla I heard. My father-in-law, Rabbi Avraham Gurwitz, it's my Mishra Pele, maybe someone has a teret on it. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tzimen Tof Ayin Beis, Seif Yud, we'll check inside after it. Tof Ayin Beis, Seif Yud. Zog de Mechaber Hazeh. Misha Soine Sayayin. Some people hate to drink wine. If Neisha Mazikoy Oy Soinoy. Other it makes him headaches, nauseous. Other he hates wine. Tonight you have to force yourself. Some people just can't take down the wine. Has to force himself to drink wine. So the Mishnah Berurah, ubeemes lo yodati. Hare yochel lishtes chamar medina. We said before that if someone doesn't have wine, he could use chamar medina. Why the Mechaber says mishe ein lo soine sayayin o mazikoy? So he has to push himself to drink wine. So the Mishnah Berurah, lav davke. So the Avraham Gurwitz, mish lav davke. Mishnah Berurah lechure didn't realize it's all Biskerov she contained it. You have to drink wine. If you drink Chamar Medina, you're not Yaitse Derech Eirus. What the Ramah said that you could drink Chamar Medina is Misha Ein Lo Yayin, Biskerov said. He anyway is not going to make kind of Alochez out Derech Eirus. So we tell him, you're not Yaitse Derech Eirus. Chodsh Yaitse Koishel Broche. But if someone has wine, just he doesn't like wine, so it's a mitzvah Derech Eirus. And it's a mitzvah from Arba Koises. Only if we'll say that the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'lechu Mishnah Berurah didn't hold in Tal Shekulteira. Yeah, but the Shekulteira is Emes, and the Mishnah Berurah is Shvel. So when we were going to pass the lake in Mishnah Berurah, we say in Halacha that if someone hates wine, so we want to say maybe a chiddush like Ratzutsky is saying, it'll be a big chiddush, that if you don't like wine, it's not derech eirus. So he's saying a big chiddush, that people that don't like wine, kidai to drink grape juice. Some people force themselves because they heard Mishnah Berurah that maybe it's a problem. But why they're not enjoying it, so if they'll drink grape juice, we'll see about grape juice, it's also derech eirus. Well, he's saying, why? But if they'll be for frump and they add wine, if this Duke in Mishnah Berurah is MS, so when you hate it, you lose the Derech Eirus. So a lot of people today, all the frumers, you know, they push wine. It's Shevin Shechon Oros, Tzorch Litchek Atzmoy. And the Moshe Tzai, so they force themselves to drink wine. But if this answer in the Mishnah Berurah is, that a Chazev by that you don't like it, he felt in Eirus, so it's not supposed to be a frumer. Or there are places to try to check all the kinds of wines till you find something that you like. But this will be, I'm saying, the Teres will be, the Chumra will be a Kula. So one of the two, other we answer that Kumta Sachidush in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you hate something, it's also not Derech Eirus. Maybe Mishnah Berurah is right that you can use Chamar Medina, but then most of us have a problem. I don't know, I don't like wine. Maybe some people like wine here, yeah? But then the people that don't like wine have a problem. Or the Mishnah Berurah didn't hold from the Shtikl Teyer. And he held Chama Medina, Cheirus, Bukai Shabuah, and the guy said Shtikl Teyer and Hapsach Nishtar. And if Shtikl Ramah, that he could be Yoitzid Alad Kaisis for Chama Medina, so even if someone doesn't like it, not like the Biskir Ovri and Pshat, Misha ain't like. Lafim and Misha Yashla. We'll go to the next shlaf. Was the Meister Shehoya with two kids of Reb Chaim. One was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik and one was the Briskirov. And they were going together Erev Pesach and they got stuck in an inn. They didn't have a lot of money on them. And they had money they could have afforded only one of the two. Order to buy, I think it was one another brother there, order they could buy milk for everyone. Chama Medina. They could buy milk that everyone will have arba koisis. Or they could buy one bottle of wine and one would be moitzi everyone. They didn't have enough money. That's very good. They didn't have enough money. The money that they had was one of the two. Or they will buy one bottle of wine, but one guy, one of them will do arba koisis, and he'll be moitzi like stasis, the loike haramban, the loike haloche. Or they'll buy chama medina. So everyone wanted to buy chama medina. Shulchan Aruch said, if you don't like it, you can buy chama medina. Shulchan Aruch said, misha ein lo yayin kenei chama medina. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik said, no, we'll buy wine and I will drink it and I'll be moitzi everyone. And I will explain why this is the halacha, he said. We're buying wine, and I'm drinking the wine, and I'm going to eat everyone. And he said like this. If we're buying Chama Medina, so everyone will have arba koisis today. Right? Everyone will have arba koisis. But, derech Cheirus, no one will be yoitzer. Right? We said Chama Medina, we're not yoitzer derech Cheirus. Milk is not a king, yeah? So if you buy Chama Medina, everyone will have arba koisis. Everyone will have a koishel brocha. But derech Cheirus we will not have. If we're not having derech Cheirus for the same price, koishel brocha, one could be moitzi the other. Right? As koishel brocha, Tesis says, as Avi and Kiddush, you could be moitzi. Here also you could be moitzi. The reason not to be moitzi is, because in koishel brocha, you can't be moitzi. And in derech Cheirus, you can't be moitzi. But as Koshel Brocha, you could be moitzi each other. So if we're anyway going to have Koshel Brocha, we're not having Derech Cheirus, we'll buy one bottle of wine, and I will be moitzi you. You will also have it. We will gain in the meantime that I will have at least two mitzvahs. I will have Derech Cheirus. You will anyway only have Koshel Brocha. So we can't buy for everyone Derech Cheirus. We can have or everyone only Koshel Brocha, or I will make Dalet Koshes, so I will have both. And you will only have Koshel Brocha. I'm the oldest. Smith, I have a schus. This was his cheshbon. And he said more than that. He said, this is if the Shtikl Teyer is right. And could be we don't know what is Chama Medina today, Bichlal. We don't know what is Chama Medina. So the mayor, if I'm doing wine and I'm going to you, Chosh Koshel Brocha, for sure, you say. You drink milk, Mechatesa, it's Chama Medina. It was a Maisa in Polovich, the Zelda Maisa. Mamish took different gdolim. Rav David Povarsky Zatzal was Erev Pesach and he had a problem in his stomach. He could not drink wine. He couldn't. And he went to the Chazanish to ask him what to do. Chazanish asked him, what are the options that you have? He said, I could drink apple juice to Chama Medina or I could be Yitzah with someone else. So the Chazanish told him, for sure to be Yitzah with someone else. He told him, if you drink Chama Medina, you only have Kosher Brocha. For that price, you could be yaitzah by someone else. If you yaitzah by someone else, you're for sure drinking wine. What is Chama Medina in our days? No one knows. So you're for sure better off to be yaitzah for the other person. So this is the answer of the Nafkimina. What some people, you know, some people could drink wine and some people drink grape juice. Wila aloche paskin. Skarov, Chazanish, that grape juice is good for Dalet Koisis. So Shmuel B'Shem Rav Moshe that grape juice is not good, it's not Derech Cheirus, because it cannot be Meshaker, bisschen Reis von Gemorres. Das ist dasselbe Shem Moshe. Aber gut von dasselbe Shem Moshe, everyone else passed that grape juice is good. So a lot of people do grape juice. The very frum people don't want to do grape juice. And more than that, if grape juice is not good, it's not even Chama Medina. It's no time. No one serves grape juice. You serve wine at a party. Serve grape juice? Actually, here in the Sanctuary, Shachrei, now this thought, I said, sorry, the other you serve wine, saying, apple juice is a drink. So this is what Achrei said. It could be, apple juice is a drink, orange juice is a drink. I never came to the house, oh, you want to drink something, you have some grape juice. You make a party, you serve wine. So grape juice has a chisol. If Reb Moshe is right, so what the frum people do in our chisol, this is the new chumre, the ones that drink grape juice, they ask the one that makes a goffin and the wine to be moitzi them. Then they drink themselves. The father makes kiddush and the wine, and they drink the grape juice. So the yaitim manushach. When the tzaddik Moshe is not girech, so they're drinking anyway. And the tzaddik Moshe is girech, so it's nishkin vine, and nishkin kosher brocha. It's not good bichlal. If it's not good bichlal, so it's not into mechalik that maybe like a kosher brocha is for sure good. I'm not going now to the chilukim. But mainly, you yaitim on someone else. This is the eight. And forget, and you have to know more from that. That could be that, so again, to add wine, if the answer to Mishtabur, like is what we said, to add wine, and if you don't like wine, and you're adding wine, could be you're spoiling it, because if we say that the Duke of the Mishtabur is that if I say by that you don't like it, it's not good. So maybe if you add wine, maybe you're spoiling the Darachayim. Now, there's one more chiddush in this Indian that Rabbi Pesach Tzvi Prank is medayek. It says, derech chayrus, you have to have four cases. It says, if a person, lemoshel, lo yitzur, the case of the kids of the Briskerov, they could have afforded that to buy two cups of wine to everyone. There's no point. Pesach Tzvi Prank is medayek. It's arba cases, it's one mitzvah, derech chayrus. Oh yeah, we had a tzad that you can't divide it. But after we medayik in the Ramon, the Navali, you can divide it. Now the Shai is the same. I could use a Cheirus without Arba Koisus. Arba Koisus without Cheirus. So I can pay 3 frank in Mikroi Kodesh, but there's no tzad, I have a half a Cheirus. It's like eating a half a Kazayis, it's garnished. What's in the Nafkamina? Some people, the first Kois, they drink grape juice. So, you know, the last Kois, really, is Machan Mishnayis, they're really drinking everything wine. This is Nalishkai. Because if you need wine for derech chayrus, all of the four need derech chayrus. And if you don't need derech chayrus, or it's not me'akim derech chayrus, or the grape juice is derech chayrus, so you're yaitzeh. If you add in one more from the other, it's a nishmayle v'mayrit b'chlal. It's a nishmayle v'mayrit b'chlal. And the ganze world, the ganze world has this mistake. In the beginning, they don't want to have a headache. They drink grape juice, and slowly, slowly, in the Seder, you know, they ask permission, the parents, everyone, to add a bit more wine. And fakelt, I'm saying again, first it's narishkeit. What we said before, the fidim ishtabrure, it could fakelt. But the first two cases, they're related to the chayus, because it's takim gishmak. The last two cases that they spoiled it with wine, that's a takim initiate. I want to go back to what we started. Why we drink arba koisus shel yayin? Why dafka four koisus shel yayin? We drink all different things. I heard once a hesbel. The aloche, the person is drinking wine, and they give him a better wine. So the aloche, you make a broche, hatoy ve'ameiti. We don't do it l'maisa so much today for different reasons. But me'ikar din in the Shulchan Aruch, when you're drinking wine and a better cup of wine comes, you make Baruch Ato Hashem Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. And the question is the following: a person eats a bar of chocolate and a better bar comes in. Baruch Ato Hashem Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. The beautiful, the nicest bracha that a Jewish person could do is Hatoyve Amekim. Hashem, you're so good. I'm not a better bottle of wine. I mean, first a person finishes with Mitzir, Hatoyve Amekim. A person is drinking a bottle of wine and gets a better bottle of wine, he makes Hatoyve Amekim. What is the Hesper? So who wants with a marshal? A person, no, the place to make the wine is in France. A person goes to France, see these beautiful trees, every grape, big grapes. It's gewaldig, you know, mamish, every one like 2 kilos, 2 pounds, big. Okay, sure, some of those sellers will make a lot of money. He sees a person comes, picks off the grapes, puts it in a pit, and starts to put on his boots and starts to step in it. Meshugana. He knew people in France attack him, madman. But nishta fazei vayit. Nishta fazei vayit. Say it. At least we'll have grape juice. Okay, the people leave the grape juice there, and they wait that it becomes sour. It starts to get flies and bugs. Mamish meshugoyim. No, because you will have vinegar, wine vinegar. No, they finish taking these big barrels, and they put it under the ground for 100 years. El Gibus Alamol in his life, Mason you put under the ground. But why? Kids are, you know, he dies before the 100 years, and he leaves the world with a feeling that in France the people attack him. Now, if you go there into France and you see the system, what do you think? Fuck out. This is the process to the wine. Yeah? He will not see it. His father did wine, and he has a company the producing wine. Yeah, now I want to ask you a shayla. When you will come there and you will see this process, you will think to yourself, Mishugayim, the Yishloima, no, they do it, it's a process to do wine. No, it's not so modern, they're doing wine. And I'm all, you will forget back at the Teretz, and you'll think the Mishugayim, maybe sometimes you remember the Teretz. It's not a kasha. You see, they're doing wine. When a person sees wine, wine, grapes is the only thing in the world. Hashem took it down to the world. Hashem brought it to the world that it's ready. It's a ready product. It's complete ready. It's sholem. It's a davar sholem. Hashem made a grape. You could spoil it. It becomes so bad, and then it becomes better. There's no bad in the world. This is the process to take the grapes and to make them special wine that everyone could drink wine. Das ist gewaltige Sache. Hashem created wine. So when we see better wine, we see that this was good. We spoiled it to do better. Ribbono shel Olam, I'm happy what is going on in the world. It's no bad. It's never bad. It's never bad. It's good. Hatoyv ha'ameitiv. It's the first thing you know. A person, Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out his sword, put us in Mitzrayim and took us out. We went in, we suffered, and he took it out. It's a shakech. So he took it out. He brings us in. Ribbono shel Olam, this is kula barzel. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. You made klal Yisrael zuch isurim Mitzrayim. We don't understand what it means. Ribbono shel Olam, hatoy ve'ameitiv. It's no bad. This is a mitzvah of good. You created good. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. So the way to celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim, we hold the wine. Ribbono shel Olam, with this wine that we see hatoy ve'ameitiv. We have the emunah. There's a marshal. Two people passed the Holocaust. One, his number was 2256. One was 2257. He came up to the Shemayim. Both of them were in Auschwitz. 2256 got 1 million palaces of gold. 2257 got 1.5 million palaces of gold. So 2256 went upstairs there to the place that you go to complain. I don't know exactly how it works. And he said, we were together in Auschwitz in the same bunk. One night I slept at the bottom, he slept at the top. The other night was the other way around. One day I slept the wood, he slept the stones. One day I the stone, he the wood. One day I got a patch from here, he got it from there. It's all bizarre. How it could be that in Olam HaEmes, I got 1 million, he got 1.5 million. Thus is Olam HaEmes. Thus is Olam HaEmes. Wait a couple of days, he got an answer. The answer was, you remember the last day? You remember the last day? Yeah. You remember they shoot at 2257? The Nazi put a bullet, shooted him, he fell on the floor and he didn't die. And the Nazi started to step on him for half an hour. Finish geholfen. Didn't help. He sent a big black dog to take pieces out of him. After 2 hours, he managed. The neshama went out. You picked up your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I suffered so much. Please, when the bullet goes in me, let my neshama to leave right away. And you know what? After 6 years in Auschwitz, Hashem could not say no to you. And when the bullet hit you, your neshama went out right away. For that 2 extra hours that Yenim suffered, he gets another half a billion. With such a pain, he gets another half a billion thousands of gold. So 2256 picks up his eyes. Ribbono Shel Olam, so why you listen to me? I suffered for 6 years, 2 more hours, and forever I will be another third. But it's too late. Hatoyve Amaitis. Get a Rebbe told the Bacher once, I'm so jealous of you. The Bacher came to complain to the Tzvi Menachem. You know, it was a Shvacher Bacher, Chmamish couldn't chap a word. Sinish gegangen, sinish getoik, sinish gegangen. I'm so mekani, he said. Chazal say, Echot Betzal, Yoisel Memeo Shaloi Betzal. So by me it's easy to learn. Everything is good. I was born in the right family. I'm smart. It goes. When you learn one day, it's like I'm learning 100 days. And 3 days, you learn what I learn in a year. I'm so jealous of you. I work 100 days. I see you sitting here. One day you're making it. A person, the Yisurim, the Nisayim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, is Echad Betzal, Yoisel Memeo Shaloi Betzal. I want to tell you something. Chazal say, it's a shach be'etzem, the secret how a person could sit and learn day and night without stopping to sit and learn day and night. A person has a dream, and he figures out in his dream there's a big lottery, $10 billion, $100 billion. And he dreams the number is 2257. He wants to go to pick up the $100 billion. He's sitting and learning. We're speaking a Chosh Baruch day and night, yeah? He will pick up the money. For 2 hours, when he has so much money in his pocket, he will go over to 10 secretaries. He'll tell them, you take $10 billion, open like this, 5 Yeshivas Mir, 5 Yeshivas Bisk, 5 Lakewood, and support him forever. The next day he said, look, you open Osamech, Shatere, Chaylai, Meislai, all of these Aachen. The second. The third guy says, listen, you open Russian, all of that, yeah? That's what you bought, Dirshu, Uzoi, all of this Aachen. Like this, he will divide, everyone will have all these mitzvahs. Art school, everything, yeah? After two, everything is divided nicely. After 2 hours, he'll go back to learn. And so, he gave out his money. 10 people, everyone has 10 billion. You have 5 mirrors. You were in charge 5 or Sameach. The other one was in charge Dirshu. The other one Kam Simcha. Everyone has his mitzvahs. After 2 hours, he's going back to learn. And his friend comes over to him and tells him, listen, I also had a dream. I also know the number. 2257, right? Listen, I'm asking to go to take the money, and I will divide it exactly the same. You could stay in Yeshiva to learn. The first guy says, I'm learning all of my life. For 2 hours I go. You know, if I have 5 or Sameach in my name, it means that my account at the Shomayim, every second flips up a family that I'm Machzor B'Tshuva. It slips into my account. Every minute, it's like, you know, every minute, like hours of learning just roll in, yeah? You know how much sick kids I'm making happy during the summer? I'm supporting all these places. 2 hours. The friend tells him, I will do it anyway. You could sit and learn. State in Rambam, if you don't last us on the day, you're not allowed to stop to learn. You're not allowed to stop to learn. You have to let the other person to do it. And the question is why? 2 hours you stop of learning, you'll be supporting 5,000 people times 5. You'll be supporting all the sick people. You'll have a schus of all the masechos that are printed. And the Rambam states, if you don't last us on the day, you're not allowed to stop. You know what is the answer? That 2 hours of learning, you get more schar from all of these mitzvahs together. She says, so you have to do it. But if you're the one that is sitting and learning, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam biyachas, zog the Yerushalmi. Afilu kol hoin shebo'olam, ein neshavah keneged bev arechos shel Talmud Torah. Why not? Because kol hoin shebo'olam, you could do so much supporting. One divrei Torah has more from that. I'll tell you, I made up with my wife. I'm only saying a mussel. Yeah? At 1 o'clock I come. I leave in the morning 7 o'clock. 1 o'clock by night I come home. Mussel. I'm not saying that it's true. She told me, yeah, 1 o'clock, but 1 o'clock is 1 o'clock, you know. Hayish Makadosh, you have to be home a little bit. So I leave in the morning, come back 1 o'clock by night. One night I come back 2 o'clock. It's like my Rebbetzin, you know. We made up 1 o'clock, you know. Till 1 o'clock I don't say a word of it. It's 2 o'clock. So I'll tell you what happened. I was outside the house. I was about to come in. I saw a bus tipped over. And 20 people flipped out of the windows. So I ran mouth to mouth to save them. Now that I know how, but it doesn't make a difference yet. I went to save them. Put them in the ambulance, you know. My husband, sorry. Kol hakavod. So I thought, now I want to tell you a little secret. I did something a little bit better. I learned the extra hour tonight. This is our hashkafe. I'm sure if Chas v'Shalom, you're sleeping in the dorm, 2 o'clock by night, he hears a car accident, a bus is going on fire, full of Yidden. Everyone jumps out of bed. No one says, "Oh, I was awake the whole day already." Yeah. But if you have to stay in night seder and you're already tired, your eyes are closing. I know someone. He jumped into a swimming pool and saved two little kids. For 5 weeks, he was walking full. I don't know if you know what it means. Like he almost didn't feel anything. Yeah? He saved two kids, you know. He saved two kids. If a person would realize the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, you will have to fight with yourself to close the Gemara. Like, you know, I'm sure when you're little kids, you know what is a good book that you have to fight with yourself by night to close the good book. It's hard to close the Gemara. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. People think, how I could sit and learn day and night? I'm telling you, it's no nisayon. It's not a nisayon to learn. The nisayon is that you didn't yet spoke to yourself, didn't engrave inside yourself what is sitting and learning. What is the Talmud Torah? If you jumped into once a swimming pool to save a kid, freezing cold winter, yeah? Swimming pool was not warmed up the whole winter. And there's a little kid inside, you would jump in, telling you would never feel that the water is cold. Why? You're saving your kids. I'm living Gemara. I'm tired. So it's two Yitzharos. And this is what I'm speaking about. Two of the Yitzharos. It's one Yitzharos in our days, but not speaking of the bad boys. The bad boys are not here now, yeah? There's no bad boys in this moment, yeah? And that's the Yitzharos that tells you to look here, to do this, to play with all the Nourish guy today. These people, we need to help them, Achmanis. Speaking of the good boys. The first Yitzharos tells you, yeah, but look how much these people are doing so much mitzvah, supporting so much Torah. One day that you're learning is more from all of them together. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Or the stop to say it in the morning if you don't believe in it. So don't say it. Be sure of davening. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And then if a person realizes that every Talmud Torah is how much mitzvah he does, if a person will realize that, and a person will put it inside himself, he will have to fight with himself to close the Gemara. So Mefurash Taz. Taz in Yerideya says that Mordechai, after he saved Klal Yisrael, so everyone knows he went down to the Sanhedrin. He looked at Taz, why he went down to the Sanhedrin? And he had to save Klal Yisrael. He looked at Taz, if Hashem would love Mordechai's Torah, he would make him not to be involved in the Megillah. He will make Chaskel to be the Chaskel Vester. We make Chaskel Vester. Shushan Abira. Why is it Hashem doesn't like so much his Torah? That's a good task. So Hashem made him to be Mordechai HaTzadik. All of these Svarim here in the shelves are Bishchus Mordechai HaTzadik. Because if he would not save us, but he printed more Svarim from art school and Ezra Hodor and all of Hashem, everything together, he printed much more. Every Rambam Shechonor that we have is Bishchus Mordechai. Every Yeshiva that we have is Mordechai HaTzadik. You should know Yeshiva is Mordechai HaTzadik in Purim, yeah? All the yeshivas in the world is Mordechai. Everything is Mordechai. Zog the Taz, Vaisis Hashem doesn't like his learning so much. Because if he would be mamish, someone else would do it. You know how much schusim he has? But if he would not be involved and he would sit and learn Gemara, his chusr would be even more. As I said in Taz, that's a Reishnun Gimel in Yeredaya. So a person is mechazik himself, no one could stop a bocher sitting and learning day and night. The person has to speak it to himself. And Baruch Hashem, you have such choshev rabbein, such choshev rosh yeshivas, that you have who to look up to, that I'm a son nefesh, and give this example, if kihem chayenu, v'ayich yomeinu, v'ayim negi yom v'layla. I remember the first year that I went into Rav Shlomo Zalman, he told us, I can't explain to you nothing, he said, but I want to tell you, when you believe kihem chayenu, v'ayim negi yom v'layla. You don't have to work, you just have to believe kihem chayenu. When you believe kihem chayenu, b'ez Hashem, v'ayim negi yom v'layla.